following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with Realty Executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am glad to be here this afternoon with Roger.
Okay.
What's going on, Roger?
Well, you know, always things exciting going on all the time. So
put your phone down, Roger.
But now it's a... Actually, you know, I've got a production assignment. They're trying to send someone up to talk with me. I'll have to stick out for a second. But I've got to watch it. But nonetheless, yeah, a lot going on with real estate. And hopefully we'll answer some people's questions before the hour's up.
I have been grumpy for 3 days because I have missed... That's it. I know, it's a shocker, but I have missed the Ed Dean Show for 3 days.
Really? No, you can't do that.
I know. And it doesn't set my day off right. It really doesn't. You know, I'm doing my renewal of real estate license for California.
Okay.
Here in Florida, we do it every 2 years, which it's extremely easy. California, not so much easy. It's 16 quizzes and... 8 exams, and then you have to wait 24 hours in between exams. It's very intense. And so it's very late hours at night trying to finish everything up.
Because I thought you were waking up at 5 to do you're taking the test
no,
at 5
or, no. No,
you're going to bed late so you can do this.
I study and then what's horrible is, you know, the first test you take, if you take it late, the computer remembers that, and then you're stuck taking it late again in 24 hours because it won't give you the green light to click on it to start your test until exactly 24 hours.
Okay.
And it ends up being each night gets a little later. So it's kind of interesting, but.
Well, you'll work through it.
Yes. And, a lot of things have changed. So it is a good refresher. It is a good refresher. But I'm glad to be here today. We're going to talk about legal nonsense, is what I call it. We have Tomas Jimenez with us in the house today from Jimenez Law Firm in San Marco. And he is amazing, does a lot of our closings, and we respect him and his law firm. We also have Chad Murphy. The Murphy is in the house. And
financial nonsense
completely, absolutely. So we're going to talk and get caught up in what's going on financially in Florida, because he also is very familiar with also South Florida. He goes back and forth between Naples and Jacksonville. So we're glad to have both of them. So tell me something new. What's going on with you, Roger? Tell me something new.
Well, you know what? I can't think of a whole lot. Things are pretty routine. Of course, stay busy a lot. Keeping my ear to the ground with things going on with the political arena. Of course, tonight's the big debate. And then tomorrow, the other big debate, the Republican primary debates tonight. And then tomorrow, same venue, Jacksonville University, will be where the Democrat
I'll miss that one.
Candidates for governor will will square off, and we'll see how things turn out. But a lot of people still have not made up their minds, and this may answer some people's questions. So, you know, how that relates to real estate, you know, maybe there is one candidate that, you know, would be better for the real estate market, and, you know, how that affects home buying maybe. Or, of course, there's a big controversy now with Gwen Graham. Her family's building a major mall down in South Florida, which is a real estate development. And You know, a lot of people are watching that.
It's going to take some of that Everglades, I guess.
Well, from what I understand, it's not taking away any of the Everglades, but it's going to be right on the, you know, near the Everglades, where the Everglades meet.
So it's going to disrupt the crocodiles.
There are some who believe that it could have an environmental impact. So
it might.
You know, whether it will or not, or to what extent, you know, it's neither, you know, I guess it's up for discussion.
Yeah, we got to be careful about that kind of stuff. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So good, yeah. We got a lot of good stuff. And tonight, what time does it start tonight?
Well, technically, for all intents and purposes, 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be there, right, Thomas?
I'll be there. I will.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Wonderful. Yeah.
I actually will be there tomorrow as well. Just
okay. Yeah, tickets to both nights. Yeah. Yeah. 8 o'clock is when those who weren't fortunate enough to get tickets will be able to watch it on television, at least.
Yeah, very good.
Whatever preliminaries happen before that will probably, miss. But if you're there, they may have some kind of warm-up show. I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very exciting. So, Chad, tell us something new about, you work for First Florida Financial, and you travel north and south.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Spend a little over half the time in Southwest Florida. Had spent time here for a few years. Enjoy it. Kept my business relationships here. And I'm back for a week and a half every month. I really enjoy it here.
Well, we like having you here, and you're doing quite a few of our loans right now in our office, which we appreciate. And what's the average interest rate right now?
Well, I guess best circumstance forward, most people, when they ask about rates, they're talking about a 30-year fixed, typically conventional financing. We're creeping into the high fours. U.S. has a $26 billion auction today on 10-year Treasury notes, and that's the note that we kind of use as the end dice to predict rate.
Yes.
And the word is that we're going to push above 3% on that yield for the first time in 7 years. I think it was May of 2011, the last time it's been over 3%, which is going to push rates up. They're going to predict a push over 3% and then over 4%. We should see or may see rates over 5%. Later this year. Typically in the summer, rates will stay depressed, but with this sale, the anticipation is, or the trend is, that we're going to have an uptick. There was some negative information on Friday with job creations. It was lower than expected by about 20%.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of mitigated that.
And when that happens, do rates go up or down when you hear, quote, negative information?
Well, it depends on where the prediction was. Mm-hmm. I think that 190 or 193 new jobs were supposed to be created, and it was just over 150,000.
Mm-hmm.
So by missing that mark, we just get a reaction immediately that will put a downward push on rates, mm-hmm. showing the economy may not be as strong as they thought.
But that's actually good for someone in the market of buying a home, though, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I think that it's fantastic for here. Different from Southwest Florida,
mm-hmm.
Jobs are up here locally, which creates more money. It's still a value. Prices are rising. It's a good time to buy here. Other parts of the state, like Southwest Florida, we've stagnated in price and even pushed down a little. I think the drive here is great, and it has legs. As long as rates stay low, mm-hmm. I think this is the time to buy for long-term investment.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, that's great. And you would always tell me that you know, a lot of people are moving in this direction just because of the jobs and whatnot.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Jacksonville, I think I'd never been here before my first time, which was within the last 2 years. Friends here, just never spent time in Jacksonville. I was blown away. I think the more the word gets out and people come to Jacksonville, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's so many great qualities.
Mm.
And we know, a con just... They released, I saw on the news, what he plans on doing, the convention center hotel
mm-hmm.
thing down there.
That's only phase one. Apparently, he's got big plans for the entire skyline.
Yeah, and just think of how many jobs that's going to bring,
mm-hmm.
Got just one hotel alone.
Right.
I can't imagine what it takes to, to employ everybody that needs to run that. That's a lot of jobs.
And even though we didn't get the Amazon H2 headquarters, apparently the Chamber of Commerce city plan may be offered to another business to really augment the city's population. And, of course, that has a huge economic benefit.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Jacksonville's on the rise.
That's right. And stay with us here on WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate. And with Tomas Jimenez, my best buddy.
Yeah. We're talking during the break about some of the amendments that are going to be on the ballot this fall.
Yes.
And we're at that 20-year cycle where we add amendments to the Constitution. There's going to be somewhere around a dozen new amendments, and a couple of them do relate to real estate, right?
One That's right. Those. Yeah, so we have the Amendment 1 and Amendment 2 that are coming up on the ballot. Mm-hmm. Amendment 1 is going to proposed to increase the homestead exemption by $25,000 additional dollars from $100,000 from the $100,000 assessed value to 125, you get up to under the $25,000 deduction.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be exclusive of the school tax, so it would be for your millage based on your county taxes.
Okay,
and then you have Amendment 2, which is actually capping the increase in the property assessment for commercial property to 10% annually. So it wouldn't be, you'd see these large swings where you'd see 20-30%
sure.
increase annually. You'd see mm-hmm. a maximum of 10%.
So Wells Fargo, they aren't going to see like a million, $2 million increase in their taxes. I'm just throwing out that number hypothetically. I don't know what it is.
As but long sure as it's less than 10%.
Pretty sure it's pretty high.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. So for the average person, Amendment 1, that would if it passes, then their property taxes go down.
Correct. If they're assessed over basically $125,000, they'd get another $25,000 deduction. Yes.
Okay. All right.
That's good.
And that's pretty much most houses, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think
so. Surprised. Most yeah. of them. Yeah.
What's
yeah.
typical?
The ones we deal
is there
with.
An average mm-hmm. of price for a house in our area? What is it roughly?
About $240,000.
Okay. I mean, that's right. Yeah. So yeah, that falls easily within that.
Yeah.
75. Okay.
Definitely. Yeah. That's a nice little cut there.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Explain what homestead exemption is. There are actually two aspects of it. One
sure.
has to do with taxes,
right.
and the other one has to do with asset protection, right?
Right. So basically, on the tax part of it, if you have property that is your homestead, you're as of right now, you'll mm-hmm. have up to 50%, excuse me, $50,000 deduction.
The definition of a homestead is that if you have more than one house, there's one where you actually call home, the other one you either it's a vacation home or rental property, right?
Correct. So it's okay. Wherever you stay more than half the year, essentially.
Okay.
So that would be your homestead.
Okay.
And in Florida, you'll have, again, you'll have up to $50,000 deduction in your taxes from your assessed value if it's your homestead. The new amendment that's proposed that we talked about earlier would increase that to $75,000. It's kind of a tiered basis. It's not mm-hmm. just a straight 50, because if you have a house that's worth $50,000, you're not going to have zero taxes, right?
So right.
There's a scale for it. And then as far as the asset protection portion of it, the way that works is in Florida we have homestead protection where a creditor cannot come after your homestead where you live mm-hmm. to satisfy a debt, unless of course that debt is relating specifically to the property, i.e., a mortgage. Mm-hmm.
Or second
material man, exactly, or a material man, or someone who you know performed labor or supplied materials for the improvement of the property. So that's really the exemption of homestead exemption protection. So if you have a car accident and your auto insurance isn't sufficient to cover the damages, or you injure someone at your office, or you hurt somebody intentionally, mm-hmm. Or you took a loan out and defaulted on your credit cards, whatever it may be, they can't come after your house now to satisfy that debt. And you can actually transfer assets that are non-exempt assets. In other words, if you have a second home, you could sell that home and use that money to pay off your mortgage or make improvements on your homestead property and not be penalized for it.
So if you get sued,
yes,
and you have two homes,
yes,
let's say that I have my primary home and I have a second home that I rent out, right, and I'm getting sued.
Sure.
I can actually, and I have equity in the second home that I rent out.
Yeah.
I could actually sell that and then put that money into my primary home.
Pay down the mortgage or put a pool in the backyard.
You know, that's really the truth. And it's the carve out rule in Florida. Generally, you cannot, do things to hinder or delay a creditor from you can't do what they call a fraudulent transfer. In other areas of the law, that'd be considered a fraudulent transfer. When you're dealing with homestead, there's a special carve out for it. And there are Florida Supreme Court cases, mm-hmm. one in particular, that discusses that issue and says that you can, in fact,
do that.
Yeah. Now, you can't steal the money from someone and defraud someone and then put it in your homestead. They can trace that money, and then they can come after that in that regard. But,
sure.
but it's not just getting the assets. It's throwing you in jail.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, you can't, defraud someone, take that money and put it in your homestead and say, well, I'm going to have homestead protection in that regard. But if you're being sued by someone and you have a non-exempt asset, you can convert it to an exempt asset and be protected in Florida.
Now, the answer is probably no as far as face value, but is there any creative way where you can actually have two homesteads? For example, one in one state, one in another, or maybe you stay more than half the year in one and the spouse stays in the
okay.
other more than that?
Okay, so that you hit on the interesting, on the curious, on the curious one. Because,
yeah, here we go. Because
generally the answer
could
that...
Could I have gone to law school?
Yeah, I think so. You're thinking in the right direction. So, okay. So generally the answer to that question is no, okay? Because you cannot have but one homestead, okay? Matter of fact,
no matter what's
only one homestead.
Okay.
So Jerry Holland has done a really good job here in Jacksonville of tracking that down. I don't know if anybody's been watching that or hearing any of what he says, but he's picked up many millions of dollars.
Yes.
For people who have been claiming two homesteads or they're not living in the property, and maybe for example a relative.
We will find you.
There's instances where, for example, a person would have lived in a property, they passed away, mm-hmm. it stayed as a homestead. And the property person never found out that person passed away, and they kept the homestead exemption. Well, they find out about it, they come back, and they can actually levy and mm-hmm. lien the property for all the exempt taxes
right
plus
on.
Interest. Okay.
Okay.
Now, to answer the question as to the whether you can have two homesteads, one person cannot have two homesteads. But if you are if you're married,
okay,
and
yes.
separated. Okay, so for example,
now what's the definition? Legally separated, or
thing as legally separated.
They don't
right?
have
like,
a legal separation.
There's not a legal separation. So,
okay.
You're married or you're not married.
Okay,
in Florida. So if someone separates from their wife, lives and buys a property. He buys a property. Uh-huh. Everybody, they both have their own properties. They can both claim homestead on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and those are both exempt from the property taxes. And again, what we talked about earlier with the asset protection. So those are things that. That's an example where you could have two homesteads, but I don't think that either one will be welcome in the other one's house, but either way.
What if prior to tying the knot and getting married, they were both single and they bought houses, their own houses,
yes.
prior to, and they kept, you know,
right.
her house is her homestead,
yes.
his house is his homestead, and then she, you know, does some girl time and spends time for a couple of weeks in hers without him, and he does the same thing.
Well, that's
it can be weeks.
That's kind of a nuanced question, but generally speaking, even if you own, for example, mm-hmm. I buy a house. In my sole name before I'm married. And then I get married and my wife moves into the house with me. That house is now our homestead.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, and that's our homestead for many reasons. Like we, on the title side, for conveyance, same, yeah. obviously it would have been my yes. homestead.
You're
no matter
commingling.
What. Yeah. I mean, it would have been my homestead no matter what anyway, had I, you know, needed to, you know, again, to ask for protection for me and also for, again, homestead exemption and so forth. But yeah, that would be our homestead. And the interesting part is in that case, and Anita knows this, when we have a case where you have exactly that example, one person bought the house mm-hmm. before the marriage, the other person moves in after they get married, even though the only one person's name is legally on title that you can see on the deed,
mm-hmm.
the other spouse has to join and sign away their homestead rights, because in Florida we have that homestead protection for spouses as well. It's a very it's in our Constitution, so it's a very strong, very, very strong thing that we have in Florida.
Question, not to tangle this web. But
I already tangled it.
If they're
trying to get the gotcha moment here.
Yeah, if, exactly. So if they are air quote
break.
separated,
mm-hmm.
yes.
So they each have their homestead.
Correct.
Because of the dower rights you just mentioned, each will actually have rights to the other title.
That's correct. That's actually correct. And so when you talk about a dissolution case, and that's kind of going down another direction, we're talking about a marital, you know, a divorce. That has to be taken into consideration for that purpose. Absolutely.
Right.
Well, we want people to call because I'm sure there's a lot of questions out there mm-hmm. about this homestead. It's 904-222-8255. That is 222-8255. Let's call and call in because I know, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of things come to mind. You mm-hmm. know, that's why I like talking about homestead because you can – and we like having a lawyer here because we, you know, you take it down different right. avenues that
yeah,
we don't even right. think about,
yeah.
you know, and there's prior to marriage, there's, yeah. okay, we love each other, but not so much to live under the same roof.
There are couples like that.
Yeah. Anita, absolutely.
I know a pastor.
I did it with mine for 6 years.
I know a pastor who.
Worked out great.
He and his wife, he considers them to be happily married, but she lives in a different city, and they yeah. see each yeah. other a couple of days during the week, and they're happily married. Yeah. That's just how they choose to roll.
I like having, you know, a two-mile radius. You know? So going up to Hexer Drive was out of my two-mile right. radius. So staying at
right.
a condo was perfect.
Let's not even talk about what goes on in Utah, because that gets real complicated. But anyway. But to keep it simple for the average person, you know, they purchased a new house. They met with Anita. They signed on the dotted line.
Yes.
She gave them the keys and a brand new house plant. And
yeah. Let's say we just got done right. doing a closing.
Okay.
When do they have to file their homestead?
Okay. So the way homestead works is it's determined based on who has ownership on January the 1st. So and you have up until March to file for your homestead. Okay. So you can file it whenever the time comes as far as when you get title to it, but it will be based on whatever the ownership is January the 1st. So, and it's interesting as well because taxes are paid in arrears. So we pay taxes in 2018 tax bill has yet to come out. We don't know
Correct.
what the bill's going to be in 2018. Well, we won't know till November. So, if you bought a house that was a homestead property on January the 1st, you will still have that property, even though it may not have been your homestead when you took ownership, say, now in August. You'll still have that same classification as what it was on January the 1st.
Okay,
so it's a little kind of confusing, but
so different. Essentially, you pay full taxes if you did, you know, until January rolls around, right?
Well, you accumulate whatever taxes are already on the property.
Okay.
Correct. As of January 1st. That's
so
how
sometimes you make out pretty well.
Sometimes mm-hmm. you make out and sometimes you get burned.
Sometimes you get burned.
Because what happens sometimes is you'll see, for example, somebody was their homestead for years and they left like in December, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the property's on the market. They sell it in, I don't know, any time before November. And then the tax bill comes out and it's much higher because it was reassessed because it's no longer the homestead. They go back now to the just value as opposed to what it had been. It's reassessed, so the prorations are off, and you get lawsuits and
right.
fights and stuff. And stuff.
Well, stay tuned, because we got more about this homestead. That's 222-8255. You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican U.S. Representative Chris Collins of New York has been indicted on securities and fraud charges. Those charges announced when the indictment was unsealed today. The indictment in Manhattan federal court charges Collins and two others, including the congressman's son, with conspiracy, wire fraud, and other counts. Collins has denied any wrongdoing. Sharice Davids has shattered the mold for a congressional primary winner in the state of Kansas as the state's first Native American and homosexual nominee for Congress. A 38-year-old attorney and activist prevailed in a close six-candidate Democratic primary. She'll have to face four-term Republican Representative Kevin Yoder. A smoky Southern California forest fire raging in mostly unoccupied territory, but crews are concerned those flames could easily race down hillsides and towards some neighborhoods. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Are you having issues with your roof? Hi, AJ Davis here. After a strong storm last summer, I noticed the shingles on my roof were no longer on the roof. So I contacted my friend John about SNC Square Contracting, asked him about his experience. He said, go for it. They put on a new roof. And after two hurricanes and several summer storms, all the shingles are where they should be. No leaks. So protect your home. Call SNC Square LLC. Roofing with integrity at 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
$299 a month for a late model car or SUV. $299 a month. Dream Wheels Auto Sales has late models for $299 a month.
No credit.
Bad credit.
No problem.
All credit applications accepted. $299 a month. Dream Wheels will get your loan done when others can't.
Got junk in the trunk?
Don't have it under your hood. Come to Dream Wheels on St. Augustine Road or check out our website, dreamwheelsjacks.com. dreamwheelsjacks.com.
I needed money, God. I had none. I fought the law, and the law won. I fought the law, and the law won.
I love you, Brian. I love that music. You always pick the right stuff. Love it, love it, love it. Well, give us a call, 222-8255. Let's put our legal nonsense attorney, Tomas Jimenez, on the hot seat.
Hopefully this show ends quickly. Yeah. So I could avoid one of those.
We've been talking, Anita and guys, about the homestead exemptions and coming up with different scenarios that people face. Sometimes people own a duplex where they live in one side of the house and they rent out the other. How does that work with homestead? Can they claim the entire taxable value of the home or no?
That's a very good question. Mm-hmm. So we've seen this in the past, particularly when we had issues like with creditors and so forth. Mm-hmm. So basically, the way that works is it's only for the portion that the actual person occupies. So you may have a duplex or a quadruplex, and the only portion that you would be exempt for as far as your property taxes would be the portion of the property that you occupy. So, again, it's kind of a tiered scale as the way how they do the application of what deductions you get. It's based on
the amount. It's where you rest your head, basically.
Basically, yeah. So they're going to do that proportionate to – they're going to tax you or give you the exemption proportionate to – where you, what unit you actually occupy. If you rent other ones, mm-hmm. they're not going to give you the homestead exemption, even if it's in the same structure.
So
I think that's the question.
Yeah, right. So on a duplex down at Jacksonville Beach, I've got a duplex. I decide I'm going to live on this half of it.
Right.
It doesn't go by square footage. Like, what is the largest square footage? It's simply going to go on where you rest your head.
It's going to go based, exactly. It won't be on the entire unit, like the entire structure. It'll go just on the unit that you occupy, basically, is the way that they do that.
Okay. And we have
the value of that unit, right?
Okay, we have a caller holding right now.
We have Sean on the line. Thanks for calling, Sean. How can we answer your question?
Yes, I am a 100% service-connected disabled veteran, and I just purchased a house. So I'm going to have to pay tax on the entire year for this year because I don't get my exemption till next year.
That's an interesting question. So when you just bought the property, you said recently, right?
So that, yes.
Because he's exempt.
Yeah, would it be prorated for now through July or pay for the entire year?
My understanding of that is that you would be taxed based on whatever it was the first of the year. So when you closed your property, though, there would have been a proration that would have been calculated by the attorney's office or the title company that did the closing that would have credited you for the time period that the property owner, well, the person that you purchased the property from had owned the property. But my understanding is that you would have to pay the full tax bill. Now, that may be something, I'm not the authority on that with regard to the property appraiser's office. You may go and talk to them about that because I know for a fact there's an exemption here for disabled veterans as far as the taxes are concerned for them to be exempt. So that may be something that you can talk to them about, particularly now because the proposed tax bill comes out now in September. So I don't know if there's a carve-out rule for you in that regard, but it's something that you may want to do your own investigating on by reaching out to the property appraiser and seeing what can be done. And I will add, though, just so that you know and for the list, so that the listeners know as well, in Jacksonville, we have a specific property appraiser assigned for each property. So therefore, if you want to get something done with your property with regard to the valuation of it, it's very beneficial for you to go down there and actually meet the person in person, face-to-face, as opposed to trying to do it by way of a phone call. Sometimes that personal contact, that personal interaction will help mm-hmm. you not only understand better, but maybe help you get a better result, have someone who maybe, would see you as a person. I mean, and they're always very friendly, but it's just
The disability, though, for veterans has to be 100% in order to get the exemption.
Correct. So, but the question, I think really the narrow question was whether he'd be still taxed on it for 2018, being that January 1, he was not an occupant of the property. And to answer that, my general answer to that would be yes, that you would be. But what I'm suggesting is I don't know the answer specifically in your case, so I would suggest the best resource to get the answer would be to speak directly with the folks over at the property appraiser's office on that.
Where would I go then? This property
the tax. Go ahead.
This property's in Duval.
Right.
So just on the Duval side from Orange Park.
Okay. Yeah, so that's downtown on Forsyth Street, I believe. It's in the Yates building right there. It's Noonan and Forsyth, I believe, is the cross street.
Yeah,
I think it's Forsyth.
Super helpful there, too.
Yeah, they are. And the homestead office is actually, and the exemption office is on the second floor. So if you come in and just speak to the person at the front and tell them that
I think they can also do it at their local Department of Motor Vehicle, can they do it there?
Don't believe so, no. For homestead, you have to actually go to the downtown.
You got to go downtown.
Downtown, and you should bring, of course, your proof of your ownership, whether it be by way of deed, and then, of course, your driver's license and maybe a utility bill.
And
then your exemption from the
Well, naturally, yeah, of course, yeah. naturally, yes. But I don't know the answer specifically to your question, but I would encourage you to seek that out directly from them, because they're really the authority to be able to maybe find a way to carve it out. But like I said, the proposed bill hasn't come out until September. Doesn't come out until September, so you may have an opportunity to get in there before that proposed bill comes out, because they're working on that right now as we speak. And if you do get the bill,
I haven't gotten a title yet.
Well, what day did you close?
20th of last month.
So, probably rather, you may not already have the title, but it's probably already been recorded. Those
might not have possession of it yet, but it's most likely. There's a great possibility that it may be changed already.
And we're happy to help if you can in any way on that. If you want to call the office, we'll do it for you. There won't be any charge for it.
Yes. So if you call Tomas Jimenez, it's 904-559-5600. That's 559-5600. Give him a call at his office, and he will definitely help you with that.
I would also suggest to take your closing disclosure. It'll be in your closing package from your title company, and that will show the breakdown on the proration that they collected from the seller and then whatever they're making you responsible for. For qualification from the mortgage side, we do not count taxes against you. It's not in our calculation. I'm assuming that based on the day that you closed, taxes are collected in the arrears in Florida, so you live there January through the end of the year, and you pay at the end of the year for the year that just occurred. And I believe that they'll collect taxes from January 1 through the day that you closed and charge the seller, and you should be exempt from that day forward. But again, I'm not 100% sure, but that's what I assume.
I know that there is money in escrow for something, but I don't know exactly what.
And that's probably what it is, but... Just to verify, Tomas Jimenez is willing to take a look at that for you. So please give him a call at 559-5600.
And thank you so much for your service to the country. We really appreciate you.
You're welcome. In just a minute, I'm going to have you give that number over the radio again, because I'm half deaf and I had to get a pen and paper. I'm in a car.
I will repeat it several times.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you. That's a great question.
Yes,
that really was.
It really was.
So I learned something. People who have been 100% disabled in the military are exempt from property taxes in Florida? Or is that nationwide?
Yeah, it is. I have a friend of mine actually who is a disabled veteran.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to get a significant reduction in his property taxes.
I can't speak for other states, but I know, I think Texas has it.
Mm-hmm.
I know Minnesota, Michigan.
Yeah, so I would say that it probably is.
Okay. All right. Yeah. What about Georgia? We know we have listeners in Georgia. You don't know for sure.
No. The big GA.
What if it's only a partial disability Purple Heart recipient? No,
that's a little bit beyond my scope, to be honest.
All right,
with you.
Not in Florida, but in Minnesota, I've witnessed a partial. They get a 25% or 50%.
Okay,
based on the disability, I've seen that.
All right. We're talking about property taxes, homestead. I found out recently. I guess it was last year, and I actually went to the management here because we own the building as well. That you can actually negotiate sometimes with the property appraiser's office on the value, the assessed value of your property, and end up saving thousands of dollars in some cases on your annual property taxes on your business. There are actually companies that will assist you in that. Talk about that very quickly.
Yeah, so that's exactly correct. So 2 points you bring up there. Mm-hmm. Point number one is yes, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
There are companies that do that, and they'll take a percentage of what they're able to save for you.
Okay.
And there's attorney's offices that do that as well. I actually know a good friend of mine who does that.
Okay. So you own a building. It's commercial property.
Yeah.
The appraiser came out and says, okay, this property is valued at $5 million.
Right.
And you have to pay the property taxes, and that would be roughly what? Do you think offhand?
$5 million would be that's millage is like 0.20. So it's like 10 grand or so.
Okay, 10 grand. So you know.
No, that'd be 100,000.
100,000. Yeah, 100. So you can talk to the property appraiser and maybe get it knocked down to maybe $75,000.
Right. So you can do it on the residential side as well.
Okay.
So what you do is the way to do that, is I mentioned earlier that the proposed bill is going to come out in September. Okay. So when the proposed bill comes out, the way that works is you've got 45 days to object to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you don't object to it, it automatically becomes what you're going to be billed. As far as what your assessed value is, it goes to the Florida Department of Revenue. And to get that changed is
impossible.
Near impossible.
Okay.
So you've got to do it within that 45-day period when you get your proposed tax bill.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you have to show comparables and go in there and kind of make your case. But I've known many a folk to be able to go do to get the reduction in the tax and the assessed value by doing exactly
that. Can the property owner generally do that, or is that something you should probably bring a professional, or is that individual fact-dependent stuff?
So here's the rule of thumb on that. Mm-hmm. 85% of whatever the fair market value is what you should be taxed at, 85 or less. If it's over 85%, you're guaranteed you're going to get, almost guaranteed that you're going to get a reduction in your bill.
Okay. Great information.
Yes. Give us a call here. 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And you're listening to Anita Hiles on WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles and Roger. We also have Tomas Jimenez from Jimenez Law Firm here. We have Chad Murphy from First Florida Financial. And for Sean, who called, which we appreciate his service to our country, here is Tomas's phone number to his office. It's 559-5600. That's 559-5600. And that's for anyone out there who has questions or needs some assistance with their homesteading. Please feel free to call Tomas Jimenez. I mentioned the show, and he will try to help you out as best he can.
Yeah.
And I also want to remind people that I need listings.
Okay, so if you like, so if you got a house for sale,
no, I want to sell your house. Right. So if you need a house to be sold,
okay,
give me a call. With Realty Executive Oceanside.
Okay,
and we are located at Beach and Kernan, but we service all of Northeast Florida, and you can reach me at 290-1552. That's 290-1552.
They say people remember websites better. What's your website?
It's anitahiles.com.
A-N-I-T-A.
HILES.com.
You can visit that. All the information's there too if you didn't get that number. And talk up a typical person. Maybe they've been, you know, in their home. They're happy. They heard you on the radio right now, and there are all these new places going up all over town. And they think, you know what? Maybe I should move. Do you see that very often? People want to upgrade to a different house or even downsize.
Oh, absolutely.
The kids move out and they don't need five bedrooms anymore.
And that's what's great about Northeast Florida is that, you know, we have all this growth going on. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on in our community right now. So it's just, it's awesome to get people that are even thinking about it to come in and talk to us or talk to a realtor and find out what your options are, because you just never know. And you may want to make a change before, you know, interest rates start slowly creeping up. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm going to take advantage of it myself here. And so where I'm going to purchase something else.
Okay.
Just to get that that good interest rate before it goes, because you know it gives us more buying power. Yeah. So I want that more buying power and stuff. So we want people to take advantage of that, and it's such a great time. Correct me if I'm wrong, Chad, but it is a good time to purchase.
Yeah, absolutely. And for the last 2 years, you know, we've heard that rates are going to push up. Eventually, they are. If you're a couple starting out, and you identify the home, you're ready to raise your family, you get a $200,000 or a $300,000 mortgage at, say, 4.625 or 4.75 today. You get the mortgage interest write-off on your taxes. Effectively, you're only paying high threes, 4% out of your pocket, maybe. Mm-hmm. That creates long-term wealth. I mean, 5 years, 10 years from now, if you hadn't bought your home and interest rates are 6 or 7 or 8%, that's just dollar for dollar savings. I mean, they'll be able to save more in the future, earn more, accumulate more. Mm-hmm. It's a great wealth builder.
Right.
This is still the time to buy.
And build an asset.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And not just an asset within the home with appreciation, but to then have the other disposable income. Mm-hmm. Instead of buying that exact same home at the exact same price and spending $400 more in interest per month, you have that $400. You can either dispose of it or you can save it and create wealth over time.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's all important stuff. And then people, I was talking to a friend yesterday, or maybe the day before, you know, he's always had a dream of living on like a farm, you know, and we have enough, you know, property close to Jacksonville. If you don't want to live inside the city, even, I guess they're part, so that are zoned for that inside city limits in certain areas. Where you can have a, you know, a cow in the backyard. That's something you want to have. Yeah. In fact, I've got a friend who lives about 10 minutes from me, and she and her husband have a whole thing of like different chickens and animals.
Now, we know the best cows are the California cows.
Yeah. Right? So, maybe you might want to live at the beach or, you know, whatever it might be.
We have a lot of options here, and that's what's great, you know, and that's why I like Callahan and I like Palatka, because if you like the ranches and you don't want some of that land, it's nice out there when you drive out there. I love driving out there and showing property out there. It's kind of cool.
Okay. All right. Well, we're talking about homestead.
Yes.
And there's one category of people
on the hot seat here.
Yeah. One category of homeowner that unfortunately is not homestead friendly, and that's people living in mobile homes, right?
Yeah. So mobile homes are kind of their own animal. There's so many different ways that you can acquire title and hold ownership and be taxed on mobile homes. So mobile homes inherently are vehicles that are
they're considered vehicles.
Yeah. I mean, you transfer it by way of a title.
Now, does it matter if it's
like
a car title? But does it matter if it's a single wide versus a double wide?
Okay, so each, whether it be a single wide transfers with one title, a double wide will go with two titles. So each trailer has its own title. So a triple wide would have three titles.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm feeling a Jeff Foxworthy joke coming on right now.
but there's different ways that you can exempt them. So in other words, you can do what they call retiring it, which means that you have to go through a process of removing the hitch, removing the wheels, affixing it to the land, and you retire it, and then it becomes part of the land like a permanent structure would be.
Mm.
In other words, it ceases to be a motor vehicle. You retire the title, you give it back to the DMV.
Right. I was going to ask you, what if you build like an extra doorway to it and then connect a pool house or maybe a garage to it? I know people who've done that in other places.
Sure.
Would that take it? That would be a way of retiring it?
Okay. So no. Retiring is a very specific process. Okay. So again, you have to go to the DMV. You have to fill out an affidavit. You have to record in public record indicating that you've retired and that you've given the titles back, that you've taken the hitch off, that you've done, there's a series of things you have to go through. Generally, that's done by a company who will come out and do that process for you for a fee. And
because I know it's even different, even for financing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the lending side, but same with the title. We'll look at it as real estate. If it has the tie down, we have an engineer go out to verify
that it's a double wide.
Tied down. Could be a single wide as well.
Okay.
And it's on land that they own. Then we can do the lending on it.
Not where, land that their brother owns, but land that they own.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, as opposed to a single wide or a double wide in a park where they pay lot rent.
Right.
And does it have to be like on a concrete slab?
Yes. Well, I don't know if it has to be on a concrete slab, but it has to be tied down. Yep. So there still have to be, I'm not an engineer or even in construction, footings or whatever. I mean, it has to be tied certain down to straps, something substantial.
There's certain straps basically for the hurricanes that come through is basically what that's for.
Almost like a permanent structure.
That's what it's basically.
Right.
Where it's safe, yeah. Obviously, because of hurricanes and whatnot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you can go ahead and homestead it at that point.
Well, now that's the tax question, right? So one question is a title question. What I was explaining earlier was the title and how you would transfer it, right?
Okay.
The other question becomes your taxes. So you can do mobile homes a couple of different ways. If you've retired them, they become part of the land, and they're taxed as if it was just a structure that was on the house, on the land like a house. If you have a title for it still, you can also elect to have it taxed as real property, like as if it was a structure there on a tax side. Okay, or you can have a registration for it every year and just do that and just be taxed on the land without the structure. You understand? Mm-hmm. So there's different ways of doing that. Now, as far as the question of homestead for asset protection. I know we're all over the place with this homestead because there's so many aspects. It's multifaceted.
There is. You don't realize it, but there really is a lot of different aspects.
You can't claim homestead on your car, right? You can't live in your car and claim it's your homestead. So same story goes for a mobile home, right? It's got a title. And again, there's different ways of doing
this. You can't drive it, and it can't have a license plate.
Wheels and a title, right?
Correct.
So if it has a title on it still, and it's a motor vehicle, it's not your homestead. Technically, correct. It can, be levied against.
It can be moved.
Right. So, but if you've retired it, it's become part of the land, and it's your homestead, then that's a different scenario.
Then you can file a homestead on it.
Right.
Wow. That seems to, went through a lot to get there.
There's a lot.
There is a lot involved when you deal with, the double wides or triple wides and stuff to make sure that it's done correctly. So.
Right.
So how can people get in touch with you? Where are you located?
So I'm in San Marco. I'm on 1930 San Marco Boulevard, close to downtown.
Right where that kind of circle is.
Right where that circle is, yeah.
Yeah.
So been there for 3 years now. Really enjoy that location, and just do everything practice primarily in real estate transactional work, business formations and business sales and things like that. So that's really what our main focus is on our practice.
And I know that when I have questions, you're like the first call because, I mean, you're no nonsense. You get right down to the nitty gritty, and I don't get the hemming and the hawing, and I get my questions answered. And
quickly, because you got my cell phone number, so you call me after hours.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't send a bill.
But I remember you at Christmas. What is your phone number?
904-559-5600. That's the number for the office, 904-559-5600. And we do have an answering service that answers our calls when we're out of the office. So if somebody needs to call, we'll always receive the messages and return a call as soon as we get back in the office.
Well, I always appreciate you coming in because I always learn so much. Right when I think I know a little bit, you show up and I find out there's just this whole other side, like with homesteading, that we forget about. And Chad, how do we get a hold of Chad with First Florida Financial?
904-566-8825. That's my direct line. Best way to reach me.
That's fantastic. We're so glad to have you guys.
Thank you.
And you are listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
Thank you. Had a great time.